When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Intensity for the world title, you know, like that's the moment where like you have to show. I think I even did a pre-tape before, and I was like, all the pomp and circumstance is gone. You know what I mean? Now the work has to happen, and that step between the ropes. So
I love no, dude. You guys did the introduction too with Keenan. It was really official. And then, does anybody have any questions? And that it was great, man. I really liked that.
That little
I have a question. So A-Rai started the show again, huh?
No.
Again.
Jesus.
A-Rai. No, wow. Just this guy just doesn't stop, man. Wow.
Wow, wow.
Yeah. I mean, this is the Wiseman, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by apparently Kevin Kiley Jr.
I have no idea when we're on the air or not.
You're just a dog chasing a tire, huh? Just every week, you just seem to start conversations and start asking questions and interviewing the two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, snap. Here we go.
No. And, you know,
we should address the elephant in the room.
No, hey, you know what? That was a hell of a fight. And like I said,
it was.
At the end of the night, you and me are 1-1, and we still got a number to discuss. I believe I put that out there, and that's what I said in my after my interview afterwards. So, you know, but I think Trevor and I both, although Trevor is frustrated, but I think he gets it now. A little bit, because after that double suplex and that Japanese straight style beaten in the corner, I didn't know where I was for a little bit, you know, and you had him in the middle of the ring. I remember that. I remember you hooked him, and I was like, you got to get up. You got to get up. He's going to pin him. And then you guys weren't there. I didn't hear anything. And then I heard the crowd go, oh, God. I just heard, oh, and a thud. And
emotions did take over. I don't want that to take away from what happened at the finish of it. I mean, what I'm going to say about this is, you know this as well as I do, winning that world championship is the most important thing in our business. What I can say is I'm glad that the better man won it. If I was going to lose, I lost to a good man that beat me, that earned it, that deserves it, that's going to go out and take that world title and represent it with honor and respect and won't. And, you know, you're a big man, and you ain't an easy fight, Tyrus. You never have been. So from one champion to the next, congratulations, bro. You are our NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Thank you. And I believe I said the same thing in 74. So,
yes, sir.
You know, the good super news is Cardona didn't get it. So,
yes. Yeah, no, for real.
I saw there was a little settling of your, you guys kind of had to settle your differences a little bit in there.
Hey, that's the first time I've ever been in a wrestling match where the bell rang and the guy goes, excuse me, kind sir, I need a word with you. Before we start, I just need to have a talk with him. And as a father, I could kind of – I related it to that, to where I was like, I need to talk to my son alone for a minute. Like, we need to have some words. And the look on Matt's face when he looked at me and was like, no, bro, do not. Because I think he was kind of counting on you and I to get after it, and he just kind of pick what's left over. I think that was his plan. He just didn't think that I'd say, you know what, by all means, please go ahead.
And that goes back to you and I respecting each other enough to go, you know, Trevor's going to be a man of his word. Once he's done, he'll turn around. You know,
You opened a can on him.
I just needed 60 seconds to express my opinions and my feelings. That was the first time I'd gotten into the ring with Matt since he bounced my skull off the ring and split me open.
Yeah, yeah, that was a lot of blood that night. You had no idea. You didn't even know the match was over.
No,
you had no clue. You had nothing. You had no idea what was going on. The trainers had to tell you that the match was over, and it was kind of being in the locker room and kind of looking over at that and seeing that, I was like, man, this dude doesn't even know he lost. Like, that's pretty scary, you know. And then, you know, he had to take some time off, for, you know, to make sure concussion and all that stuff was right. So it not only hurt you with the championship, it hurt you financially. So you couldn't work for 3 or 4 weeks, I believe. And, yep. You know, and it's not like that. There was just a free check floating in during that time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you and him had some things to discuss.
No,
kind of similar to like what's going on with me and Kevin. With Kevin trying to hostile take over the Wiseman.
That is,
you know,
so,
eventually we're so all going to be in the same room, and I'm going to say, Aaron, Trevor, would you guys mind giving me and Kev the room for a minute?
That is so unfair.
And I hope that they look at you the way I looked at Matt and said, yeah, no problem, man. It's your world. Please close the door. We'll be just a minute. No matter.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut the next time. I just want to say I'm grateful to be here. Tyrus, and for the opportunity, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Yeah, I've seen enough Austin Powers. I know your moves, number two. You know, Trevor and I are talking pleasantries, but let's talk about Aaron. You had an interesting pay per view.
Hey, it was all right, man. It was all right. Yeah. We got what we needed to get done.
So, do you feel better with that chapter being closed? Because I know that was an emotional thing for you, and anyone who hasn't followed your career in the NWA, well, they're, I don't know where they've been. They've been on an island somewhere. But the question mark was an emotional thing for you. So are you glad that chapter's ended? Or, was,
well,
you know, because I felt like a lot of people thought you were wrong, but I was kind of on the fence with it.
You know, here's the thing, and this is just as real as it gets, right? Like, yes, I kind of like in the history of me and Josephus, who was the original question mark.
Yes.
Kind of had the thing going in NWA. It was a very, very popular act, so to speak. Pandemic happens. Josephus passes. But it was weird because I was kind of divorced from wrestling emotionally. But Josephus, like, because a lot of the stuff was new to him about, like, you know, having a crowd react to every like little thing you do. He couldn't get past that. But he was also like super, like, pumped. And when I say couldn't get past it, he was still like a kid, like, oh my God, this is great. Like, I go to signings and there's more people in line. And it kind of made me appreciate wrestling. So fast forward to the pay-per-view. Here's what happens. We find ourselves in a situation. We took the shot. And at the end of the day, and everyone knows this, hey, business needs to get done. And that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, because no one's bigger than the business, the sport.
Nope.
Nobody.
None of us.
No.
You might feel it at times that, like, you're the guy, but the show comes on the following week when you're not on. And it's going to keep going.
That first Sunday night at home where you're like, why am I not getting ready for TV tomorrow? It is weird.
Yeah, it is weird. And so, it's been a crazy week. So I just was made aware that over the last month, the Gutfeld show, unto which I am the anchor, has overtaken the sweet spot in TV, which is that 25 to 18 to 25 demo, where we are now number one. And all of cable. So that on top of, I don't want to brag a little bit, but I kind of feel like I can just a scotch.
You guys are the number one late night.
It's like you don't, because here's the thing. So beating, hearing the three count, and it was a bittersweet thing because in feuding with Trevor over this last 6 months or year, actually, I've come to respect him a lot more than probably any opponent I've ever had in the ring. I usually do better when I find ways to hate them. This was different for me because every time I tried to hate Trevor about something, It was always like, man, I hate a guy who gets up every morning, supports his family, finds time to go train, never complains, just does the job. It's hard to hate a guy like that. You know, like you try to find something. Like there's got to be something about this guy. Oh, no. Like he's the guy who will give up his seat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
He brings his young son, and his young son is well behaved. You know, it says hello and thank you. It's like, wow, what a nice mannered young man from a mother I want to hate. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like in Aaron Sandow, I hated it. It didn't matter what Sandow did. Even when we weren't wrestling, if he came down to catering and was like, hey, there was one last piece of cake, and I know you love lemon cake, I thought I'd give it to you, and I'd be like, why, did you spit in it? Huh? You know I'm trying to cut weight. So you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter his gesture, right? And one of the things that Aaron used to do to just get me there he would slide an orange soda bottle wherever we would go. And I would go off.
There's no proof of that. There is no proof.
I cannot prove it. It's not a fact, but I feel like it's true.
Hey, you can feel however you want.
Yes, but feelings aren't facts.
That no one knows.
Just it's like you are like Bruce Wayne and the Batman is the orange soda bottle, and you two are always seem to be not far but never seen together, but always in the building. Having said that,
it could happen.
So this was a different thing for me because I've always used, like, you got to hate the guy you're in the ring with, like you everything about him, you know, because that's just puts you over the edge, and it's different when you
that's what would naturally happen in a fight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? If he, yeah. And that would be the normal. Yeah, yeah.
So,
but I was going to say this is very interesting to me because, you know, in any contact sport, right? You have to, and wrestling certainly is that. You have to get yourself into a place where, you know, you are angry, right? I mean, you do. I mean, that's part of the job is to work yourself up into a place where you can compete in a way and use that energy. And the way you're describing Trevor is, you know, it's hard to create that,
yeah.
So, you know, and in that space, it kind of, is he really truly your opponent? Is he not, you know, is it, you know, you guys,
that was my ploy, guys, the whole time.
That's a great ploy because here's the thing. Like one of the things that Matt tried to do, and Matt is a showman, okay? So
yes.
Matt's trying to sell and he pay-per-view. He's trying to, he is the king of the internet. I will not
very
even
good at what he does.
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah.
And with me, it was just he's a monster, but he's not me, was his thing. And his attack on Trevor was like, does Trevor even own a computer? Because I guess the one thing I guess you could try to attack Trevor on is maybe you could try to go at his intellect, which is all well and good, with the exception of you don't have to be an ophthalmologist to punch somebody in the mouth. So
oftentimes, if you are, it works against you.
It works against you.
You ain't got to have a brain to cause pain.
You know what I'm saying? Like calling him.
Hold on a minute. I ain't a idiot, though.
You're not. I mean, and that's the point. You're not. Like, you have a twang, but you're not. Especially when it comes to wrestling and wrestling psychology. You have forgotten more than most guys know, so it doesn't work with you. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work, and I think that frustrated Matt a little bit because usually when he throws shots at people, they throw tantrums, you know, and you were just kind of like, well, I guess that's your
public
opinion.
Public tantrums.
You know?
Public tantrums.
Yes. We'll be back with much more after this.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Billy Gunn. I just saw a clip of Billy Gunn saying something, and someone was asking him about, like, when he was doing that thing with The Rock, and like, oh, well, were you offended when this or that? And, like, he had the best quote ever, and it's like, we all know it. But if he just goes, it's wrestling.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, of course, like, we need conflict. And like, why, you know, when you can say, hey, like, say anything you want, whatever sells tickets, let's go. It's when you get on that slippery slope of like, oh, I don't want to look bad here or there. And if we do this, and then that's when, like, you completely lose touch with like what brings an audience in.
Right.
And, you know, again, it ain't rocket science, as our fearless leader says, and it's wrestling. Like, of course, there's good guys and bad guys, you know?
Right, and I think, too, yeah, and it's incredibly important in this that there is one guy that you are cheering for and there is one guy you absolutely hate. You know what I mean? And that's just that's what we do.
And if,
you know,
and if
I, and could, I think when people start taking it too, sorry, yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Keep going.
I just think there's a line. I just think that, you know, that's
sound part
of it. Is Tim Storm on today?
when you're that guy that's getting hated, that's all I'm saying. You know,
because here's the deal. If you don't make enemies along the way and if people don't hate you, you're not doing it at a high level because jealousy is so thick right now. Narcissistic jealousy from non-participants is, and they have the illusion of trying to act like they have weight. Like their words somehow are going to affect your bottom line. And if you let that bother you, you know, they win. And what I was talking about bragging a little bit was I have the number one show in cable. And I've become, and whatever I'm doing on my book is still, it's like it was number one on Amazon for almost a week, which is unheard of. But I have had the number one best-selling wrestling book since it came out. And we're getting around a year. You know what I'm saying? And then today when I was making the post, I said for months and months. And then a little voice said, hey, man, why don't you just check to see where it's ranked now? Just for giggles. And lo and behold, it's still number one best-selling wrestling book. So...
Yes, sir.
And Matt, reluctantly, I made the post, and Cardona reluctantly said, you forgot number one selling major Pod Bendy's action figure as well. So he may be the king of the internet. He may be, but I am owning media. And when you don't know the big scheme of things, I always, and I said it, I don't engage with hate. I really don't. But I thought it'd be fun just to kind of like do a shimmy, you know. I know what you cheer for. Your boos give me strength. So, and that was at the ones to just try to see what they could come up with. Because you're always, no matter who you are, especially when you start to succeed, if you're a millionaire, you're an ass. You know, I think Triple H said it best. I posted the other day, and I don't post a lot of Triple H stuff just because, you know, I don't. But he was having a promo with Seth, and what he said would just rain, just like it was. I was like, damn, that makes a lot of sense. And that way had nothing to do with wrestling. It was like sometimes a promo, some shoot comes out, and he was talking about jealousy, and he was talking about if a certain section doesn't hate you, you're not doing it right, because they're going to hate you. They're going to hate the Trevors of the world. They're going to hate Sandals. They're going to hate me. They're going to be like, oh, I'm so tired of seeing this guy on TV. We don't negotiate with terrorists, and we don't negotiate with trolls. We just don't. And so there's no reason to engage because they're not in the fight. And I think that's what hurts them the most. And then you will have people who will come up to you and be like, man, I'm some of the stuff. And I will be like, my phone hasn't stopped ringing. My two little social medias, thousands and thousands upon thousands of way to goes. My ratings and all my TV shows are going up. I'm getting calls to not audition anymore for movies. I'm sorry. What are you sorry for?
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, awesome. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad because WrestleCade called this morning and I was really trying to make it, but I had made and I had made a promise to my kids that this Thanksgiving I'm not doing nothing but my kids the whole week. It's our week.
But you should. Yeah.
And so it sucks because it falls on a Saturday, which is the last day of my week, but I made a promise. You know. So and I'm not breaking that promise. So, unfortunately, I will not be at WrestleCade. And they made a generous offer, and it was phenomenal. But I had already made my kids had already made a generous offer, and I am going to be uncomfortable sleeping in a tent in my backyard with four children. I'm not going to get any sleep all week. But, you know, I got
Kind of a tent are we talking about?
It's a 10-man tent, but if you don't have children, Trevor will know knows exactly what I'm talking about. Wherever you are, they end up. Their feet in your face, their hand. There is nowhere for you to go. You have to get a separate, and you cannot get a separate tent because the babies get scared and have to come into your tent. So you just can't get away from it. But
sleeping conditions must be very uncomfortable.
Sleeping conditions for dads who are in the game when you do the activities, there's no sleep given.
No.
That's like, taking your kids on a fishing trip, typically you're not catching any fish because you spend the whole day untwisting lines, rehooking hooks, separating arguments, helping them bring it in, listening them to say bored. Then you got to go fish. Then you got to fish. Then you got to pull the pole out of the water. And if they do catch something, you got to clean it and convince them it's not a pet. So it's really not, but that's the business that we're in. So, so everything kind of culminated. This last month has been difficult, and being in the gym and staying on the diet, and it's not even a diet anymore. Staying on this way of life was trying at times because I had to step outside my box, and this is where I think Sandow will relate to me. We're always used to getting the shaft. Like, it's one of those things, like, he's too good for his own good. Like, you got to get that mindset, like, you're waiting for the, sorry, man, it's cut. You know,
100%.
And it's like, you think you're above it. You think you're past it. But then it's always there. And you're like, man, I didn't deal with it as much as I thought I could. Because going into the pay-per-view, I was just waiting for there to be an injury or delayed plane or bad weather or like all of a sudden they decided, there was late breaking news and they were going to, cards subject to change. You can get pulled out of a main event like that, just like that.
Well,
you know,
weather issues.
Yeah. You know,
like, it was the weather, the technical issues. And it was funny because as people were coming up to you and they were like, oh, Tyrus, you know, wrestling for the NWA title in your hometown. You know what I mean? That was all that, like, really kind of like that. You know, conditions could not have been any better. You know, your hometown, wrestling for the NWA title, main event of the pay-per-view, wonderful venue, by the way. But it's like, I knew when I looked at you, I'm like, no, because we are so used to at the 11th hour.
Yes.
When all seems right with the world, the sky opening up and just taking a giant, you know, proverbial, you know what. Thank you, Trevor. Yes.
Yeah.
But hey. You know what? This was not one of those nights, and it was pretty cool.
No, and it was one of those things where when it was over, I spent the day, the next day, I didn't answer my phone much. I don't think hardly at all, because it just didn't stop. But, I got my little animal house in the back, and I went back there, put music on, and just vegged out and watched my fish and stuff and just played all my favorite songs and be like, mission well done. I didn't really, I never really take the time to smell the roses, right? Because you're always on the next, it's always the next thing. But I took a moment to really sit there and think, I'm at the table with Trevor. I'm at the table with the American Dream, Harley Race, Ric Flair, Sting, Luger, the list goes on and on. Vader.
When you woke up that next morning, did you for me personally, I had to wake up and go, like, last night did happen, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I text Tim Storm and I said, because he said I was, he is Mr. NWA, right?
Yes,
and
he is. The original OG.
Point blank, period. If he puts his seal of approval on it, what anybody else is talking about.
Yes, sir.
And he texted me and said, I'm proud of you. And it was a fantastic match. And I cannot wait to see what the future holds. And I just said, I'm not sure I deserved it. I had butterflies all day thinking, I don't know if I'm that guy. You know, Trevor comes from the great history. You know, he's he's the, when you look, if you went in the dictionary right now and said wrestler, it'd be Trevor. You know what I'm saying? Like, either with lamb chops or without. But he is a wrestler. He's not a sports entertainer. He is a wrestler. He was, you know, like that song that I listened to, The Pirate at 40, because Bam Bam Terry Gordy and Michael Hayes said it was the only, it was the official wrestling song. And if they say it's the wrestling song, I know a lot of people say Bad Street, but no, it's Pirate at 40. And there's that great line in there. There's that great line in there. I was born 200 years too late.
Too late, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. And made a ton of money, but I spent it all. But that's kind of like that era. You know, like I consider Trevor one of those guys that if he was in that era with Harley and Dick Murdoch and those guys, that he would be have the same stature that he has today.
Oh man, I don't know.
I know. Hey, I'm just being real. Just being real. I like to think of myself, because whenever the old timers see me, the first thing they tell me is how much money they can make with me. So that is something that I always, yep, to the point, yep, and this is my point. My point was that I had missed that boat. I didn't have the Hogan and the, like, I realized in my WWE career, I got to wrestle each top guy once, just once. And I had great matches, and I'd come back, and Arn be like, see, this is like, I remember the CM Punk match. When I came back, Arn was like, see, you play at a high level. All right, I can't wait to see what happens next. And it was nothing happened next. So yeah. I always would say I'm in the wrong era. It's nothing against me. Bust my ass. I don't fit in now. I would have fit in then. So fitting in that night was, and I'm always, you know, I'm the guy who never has a problem, never gives a you know, but it was tough for me. And for Storm to say the reason, he goes, hearing you say you didn't deserve it is the reason why you deserve it, because I felt the same way. And I guarantee you, Trevor felt the same way. Yeah. So, you know, there was a, okay, I'm not crazy kind of a, or I'm not, you know, I'm not self-deprecating or looking for someone to say, no, you're a good champ. I ain't defended it yet, but
it's called being humble, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you just know for real, like that word seems to be a bad word nowadays.
And it's
like,
not.
It's not at all. Be humble. Be thankful. Be like, man, I'm, you know, God dang. I wish people were more humble. It'd be easier to talk to and interact
with.
Oh,
man. You know what? Because humble pie is supposed to be delicious.
Right.
Yeah, because I heard eating crow tastes like and I've had a plate. I've been at all you can eat crow buffet several times in my life.
Absolutely.
You know?
And you know what it was too, though, if you don't mind me saying, like, it was a fight. You know what I mean? Like, it was three men in there, and it was a fight.
Well, it was two and a half
when I saw it.
Well, okay.
No, I'm kidding. No, I love Matt Cardona. We gotta get him on the show.
Everybody in there was what I like. 100%, like it was really, really enjoyable.
It was physical. I'm telling you, it was physical.
Should be, and it was a main event, and it was beautiful. Yeah.
Like,
well, and as friendly as you and I are, Tyrus, I think you and I both knew that, like, we went in there. It wasn't that we weren't friends, but this is our responsibility.
The friendship was checked at the bell.
Right.
Because
and
we
like
got
Kevin said yeah. when he started the show, I looked real mad out there.
Well, that's what I noticed when I saw Trevor walking out. I was like, holy shit, he's gonna beat the hell out of somebody.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I fully expected to see that out of Tyrus. Like, have you,
right.
Like, you guys all, Tyrus, you don't understand when it comes to business, standing across from a man as large and as angry as you are at times can be very intimidating. So in my mind, I have to, like, come up to that level. I have to come out because you expect the best, and I expect the best.
And you don't blink. Look, when I mean mug somebody, most guys look down, just being real. Trevor doesn't look down. Trevor looks right back at me. You're going to earn it. And Cardona didn't look down either. And I got to give him credit for that. He, when I stared at him, he's different than us because he's got that nervous hyena smile of his when he's when he's thinking his you know, like Matt is like, his giggle is like his war cry.
That's a little scary too.
Yeah,
though.
And he was like, okay, come get me. You know, and the back of my mind, I was just waiting for the crew. You know, I kept thinking at some point they're all coming out here because Matt doesn't usually travel by himself. But But everybody in there had a strong understanding, and it was physical because usually I try to get in the gym just to get the kinks out. And Sunday I was like, I'm going to do something I haven't done in a year. I'm going to rest. I'm going to rest a couple days.
Because
it doesn't mean that I won't be sending accountability stuff to Trevor probably tomorrow. But I took a couple days off because I just was like, one, I'm going to enjoy this. And two, I'm going to rest because I've been going hard. And, you know, it's nice when everyone's like,
in the paint.
Yeah, I would harden the paint, like you said it. And it's nice to hear everyone give the compliments, how you look like, you know, look great. You're training your ass off. I'm like, I can't believe how light you are and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. But what they're not realizing is that that was at least 3 months of hell because I was fighting another fight the entire time myself. You know, and that the whole thing where we make jokes about, I would like not negotiate with myself and talk to the mirror because that's the mother who had been the biggest villain in my life was the guy on the side of the mirror. The guy who was like, I just order the wings and the pizza. I mean, hell, it's a football game. Of course you can do that at 9 o'clock at night and just piss off all your training you did that day. So winning that battle and coming in and not having to walk by the mirror 20 times to see what angle I can pull my singlet up so I look my best was a good feeling, you know. But I recognized the hard work. And then looking across at Trevor because it's like I couldn't celebrate my success training because this son of a bitch did the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like Trevor has traps. Never knew Trevor had traps. And I'm looking across and at him. I was like, this dude's got traps now.
Best either of you have ever looked.
But I'm just saying. Well, and it's like, it's not Apollo Creed and Rocky, but it kind of is.
But it's pretty goddamn close. I was actually just thinking about that. You know what I mean? We expected the best out of each other. We wanted the best out of this situation. And you and I know we've talked about it. We were sending accountability pictures. I didn't, and I know you felt this way too, I didn't want to give you anything but my best. I felt this is the world, NWA World Heavyweight title. If at any point, any time in my life and career, if I needed to be at my 100%, it was at this moment for you, for the fans, for the everything. And I, just like you, man, I did things I'm not, this body's not used to doing leading into this because I knew what kind of work was, you know, what work you were putting in and not to take any, Matt, I know Cordona. You looked
he
over
tore his him. Bicep and I couldn't, I kept thinking couldn't at some point I was going to bang him in the arm, but he was just quick. He was vicious. I mean, the little was choking at one point.
He tore it in the match?
No, he tore it. That's what cost him to have to surrender the title. He tore his bicep at a show and he had to surrender the title, which led to the fatal four-way, which led to Trevor recapturing. But Trevor wasn't, although he was satisfied with being champion, but in Trevor's mind, he wanted, he had, and that's where the issue came in with Matt. Was like, no, I am proud to be a two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion, but I want Matt Cardona. Hold it right there. We'll be back in a bit.
How many people can say that, really, though, Trev? Like, two. You know, not to take away from Tyrus, but like...
No, again, hey.
A two-time NWA Champion, that's pretty incredible, man. It's like a lot of people, they hold that belt once, and it is, right? Like, it's once you're in the club, you're in the club, so I'm told, right? Not in, but... There's levels to it,
but yeah, I mean, Harley held it 7 times. Trevor held it 2
times.
Sorry.
And he got you on that one.
Well, I gotta go. I'm gonna have to go kick Jim Ross's ass because when he was managing, as I watched Battle Bowl last night, it was 7 times, but I didn't realize that he recaptured it again.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I love that old WCW and like NWA, that whole era, I absolutely love.
I appreciate it now more.
Yeah.
I watched Sting and Vader. It was the King of Cable match. And Vader, rest his soul. We don't give Sting enough credit. We really don't.
True.
He took a beating, and then the psychology was just unreal. I realized about at the 9-minute mark what Sting was doing. He was having Vader hit him with, and Vader had those big hooks, right? He threw those big, thick hooks. And this is before he got gloves on. He's just throwing soup bones. And Sting's just keeping his arms up. And I'm like, and you got, and this was cool because it didn't happen very long, but you had Jesse the Body Ventura and Jim Ross calling it. And it was like, if you ain't seen it, you need to check it out. And, you know, on that card, it was Ron Simmons versus Dr. Death Steve Williams for the championship. That was another one that it was a pretty good physical. If you like physical, if you like, well, you know that everything matters. When, you know what I'm saying? There's no, there's nothing nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, the chop is probably the nicest thing you're going to see because everything else is going to hurt. But,
and you're still winning. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah, you're still going, ooh, you know. But Vader must have hit him, and Sting kept putting his arms up. And then I'm realizing he's tiring this guy out. What a great thing. And you get into that today because now big guys be like, oh, no, I'm not blowing him up in the ring. No one thought he blew up. He tired him out. He rope-a-doped him. I'm like, what a great story. When's the last time you saw that? To where he ran out of gas. Like, he was throwing, and then Jesse's like, his punches don't have the same sting on him anymore. No, pardon the pun. And then Sting starts, now he's throwing ones here and twos here, and it was a great story. And I was like, man, I didn't even, because back then you just flipped because it was so much wrestling going on, you know, and at that time, I think WWF had a big advantage. I think they had Flair, Hogan, Henning, like they were loaded. And a lot of Arn Anderson and Tully were over there. So it was kind of left to like Lex, Barry, Sting, and then Vader came along and Ron Simmons, was elevated, but that was it. That was the core guys. Like they were kind of rebuilding. And now looking and watching it back, I kind of feel like the NWA is like in that same situation where they're building something. And so guys are going to go out there and build something because, you know, the both times I wrestled, fought with Trevor, I guarantee you there was enough of the critics that were going, oh, this is going to suck. You know, these guys, you know, because neither one of us are doing a plancha off the top. I mean, Trevor kept asking for it, and I was like, no, catching you.
It was the 450.
I'm not catching you. No, I refuse.
They said nothing, though.
That's what I'm saying. Silence is the best, you know, and that's the thing, you know. And
after
and,
the chase, they couldn't say anything.
No, and they, other than cheering for him, you know.
Yeah,
so
well.
And that's what it's supposed to be, but it's a fun t- and you know, it was Billy wasn't there, so the, you know, and sometimes when the boss isn't there, the locker room stepped up. The locker room was great across the board. I think we had some stars born I think we got to talk about Odinson.
Yep,
he's just become like, you look at him, damn thrill Billy, he's like a haircut away.
I tell you what, like those two guys you just mentioned right now, stars. I mean, you know what I mean?
I thought EC3 too, and I texted
EC3, he's not with us today. I think he's a little beat up, but
I said that was, and I love watching promos and I love wrestling. I said that was the greatest, maybe the greatest promo I've ever heard. He said, you're not going to be facing me out there tonight. You're going to be facing an idea of who you were in your past in a different dimension and a different reality. And I sat up and I was like, what is this? I thought it was genius what he said.
He's becoming a very Latimer. Kevin Sullivan-y.
Yes.
What a Wayne, dude. Wow. Yeah. Good comparison.
He's becoming very Kevin Sullivan-y, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, and then Mims came in great shape. Jordan Clearwater, he's the new world television champion. And
proud of that.
You know, Scion is as physical as ever, but there's a core of just guys, and I'm not trying to leave anybody out.
Marche stepped up. Marche became a different person too.
Oh, he was there at the end of the night, and then I didn't see him the rest of the tape. I don't know what happened to him, but yeah, Marche, he's so gifted.
Yep.
You know, he's just I always tell him he's just too pretty. You got to put a scar on that face. You got to do something with that face. I don't know what it is, but you got to do something with the face, you know. you know, Homicide's out there just, I mean, he's.
Yeah, Homicide, like you talk about an unsung hero, like it's crazy. Like he is such a crucial part to NWA. you know, even from his behind the scenes contributions, how he helps guys, and then what he does in the ring. It's insane.
Yeah,
and he's one of the boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, he's one of the guys. And Jeezy, I mean, I can't say enough about Jeezy, man. I just, you know,
Church's Money Enterprises.
Yep. You know, yes. And
the girls killed it too. That three way before us.
Tyler. Yeah. Well, like, across the board.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if there is a more dominant. Maybe you can make the argument about the young lady in AEW, but I think someone stole her title right now. But I think Camille is the most. Well, Ronda Rousey is Ronda. She is what she is.
Yeah.
But you got to have Camille in that conversation of the most physically dominating champion. And
without a doubt.
And Camille's wrestling. She's her work rate. She's how many is she up to? Like, is she over 20 title defenses yet? I mean, she's got to be getting close.
Real close.
Yeah.
You know, Tom is, I think Tom's found his lane. You know, then it was across the board.
That's I've seen him in the locker room. I don't know if you guys noticed, but at this pay per view and this TV tapings, like, he was more open, but like, he was, I've seen a different.
He had new boots, like, too. He had that new boot walk, too. He was very proud of his new boots. I remember that. He was.
Yes.
You know, but, you know, it was across the board. Nice. Yeah. And it was just, it was, you saw so many guys in the tag team match was off the hook. You know, you got the father and son team, the Hawks, where they gave everything they had. And technically, it's their hometown. Like, it was their hometown.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I live about 45 minutes from over there. But, and of course, you know, I grew up, I was born in Lynn, and then I dominated California and lived everywhere. So, So, I mean, I got roots in Louisiana, but, Luke Hawk, it was his homecoming, his hometown. And I know that it was a bittersweet thing because they gave as good as they got, but they came up short, but I don't think anybody, I mean, they didn't have anything to be down about, you know, they're wrestling probably one of the greatest tag teams out there. So,
yes, two experienced guys.
Yeah,
you know,
who wrestle everywhere.
Yeah,
you know, and their style. What's so confusing about Resistance is that you think, oh, Lucha, but they can go ground and pound. You know what I'm saying? And they wrestle four different styles, so they're hard. They're like I would put them up there with like the Briscoe brothers. You just don't know what you can't really prepare for them because you just don't know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, but like for Perry to be that young, you know what I mean? And like him and his dad, I mean, because Perry he's a kid, and for him to be doing it at that high level, like, he's somebody we're going to have to watch for, you know?
And I'd like to see him and Morton's kid go at it a little bit, you know, for the lightweight title. But across the board, if I was going to be the guy, like I said, I think, and I'm biased because of Jordan, but, you know, Thrill Billy and Jordan and Odin, I think, are the three guys that are getting a lot of momentum that are staking their claim, so to speak.
Finding their groove. They're definitely finding their groove.
Yeah, just Thrill Billy got to get a damn haircut. He got to do something.
He looked like Drunk Mel Gibson.
No, like, you kept saying that, but I'm like, I know your look is over in the outskirts of Nashville, but this is the NWA, as you know, like to say, hair? Trevor, the world, and that is not a world haircut. Like, partying in the back, business in the front, but he's partying in the back, afro in the front. I'm suspecting some miscegenation in his bloodline. I usually have an eye for that, but he needs to put some water or some cocoa butter on them curls, bruh. I was like, he got Hercules Hernandez hair, you know, rest his soul. Like, we got to do something with this dude, but let's not get it. And what sneaks up on you is how big that is.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying he's big. Ooh. And for me to say somebody's big, that's a big dude.
Yeah.
I had a singles match with him.
Yeah.
And Tyrus, I hit that cat hard. And like, he bounced right back up. He's tough. He's hungry. Really, like, he wants to dominate. So I agree. He's someone you're going to have to keep an eye out for.
Scion came back and said, the hillbilly's real. I said, it's Thrill Billy. And he said, Hillbilly. I'm mad at Sign anyways, because I have the footage. That was not a champagne spraying. That was a champagne assault. It was right in the eyes, bruh.
right to the eyes.
You know what? You gotta be careful. He is the national champion. He might have been shooting for an opportunity.
And I said that. I talked about that. Like, I'm sitting next to two loaded guns at all times. That's how I live. Yep. So, because they can cash in at any time. But speaking of cashing in, we're being waved up. So again, thanks everybody for a great pay-per-view. Aaron, as always, Trevor, look, we got to dance one more time at least, my friend, so we can settle this up and figure what's what.
Let's take the day.
We're going to take the day.
Yes, sir.
They'll go down when you throw down.
That's right. And Aaron, your managing career seems to be alive for another taping.
Hey, we're taking off.
Still retired?
Still retired, but rewired. You know what I mean?
And, that's all. Kevin, you're Sylvester Stallone at the beach right now, and one of us has got to come over and be like, what's the matter with you? Let's go. There is no tomorrow, Kevin. There is no tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to December 8th.
You need to watch Rocky 3 1,000 times before
December. Yeah, let me know.
I'm in the gym and I'm planning December 8th, man.
All right. All right.
Guns blazing. All
guns
right.
Blazing.
New bro, version, best luck. Version of me.
Awesome. Because I'm going to have alligator arms in that tag match.
No,
you I'm work. Just let me know. I'll come in. You take the heat. Here's the deal. You shine them up. You take the heat. You blow the comeback, and then I'll come in and get the pin. Let's do that. Let's do it like that.
You were put out there, so I didn't actually get the absolute shit kicked out of it. So I appreciate that. Yeah, sir.
I got your back. Way
so
back.
So come one, come all.
Yeah. But don't think I'm not going to remember you trying to take over my show. All right. For more podcasts like this, just like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. This has been The Wise Men. Much love, fellas. And hey, if we don't do this again, y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, but I'm sure we will.
And I'm thankful for it.
Thanks. That was deep. Guy. Try to give him a compliment. All right, that's a wrap. Enough said.
100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.